we never get a chance to see our next guests, and they're part of the OTS Media Network here. They're from the Gardener's Bench, also known as the Bench. So when we can see other members of our team because we work crazy hours, we love this. So we are so excited to have Steve Crump and David Rector from the Gardener's Bench joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, because the Gardener's Bench is back once again for another season. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, you've been with the Gardener's Bench for 9 years.
9 years.
David, for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And the Gardener's Bench has been around for 15 years overall, give or take.
16.
Okay. Okay. Wrong with my math.
That was my
Dave,
bad.
Al won Bob Thompson did first bench in 7 years. And Dave was Bartlett Tree, retired with the Lenore.
Okay.
So they ran out of the Orgo habit, and Allie called me one day, "You want to do this next year?" I said, "No." 2 weeks later, I'm on the air. I figured out how
that happened. Sounds like how they
happened.
Get lots of people here, Steve.
Yeah, that's a similar story for almost all the on-air folks as well.
Yes.
And then, David, when did you join?
I joined him the year after Ted. I filled in a little bit here and there, but as you both know, probably 30 minutes, even hour by yourself is kind of...
It's a long time.
It is a lot.
It was the first year I had to get my own guest. So every week, that's part of it. Can you do it? Yeah, well, because Friday night they cancel.
Oh, yeah. We know about that for sure.
It happens.
So the Gardener's Bench, it airs on Saturdays right here on WRHI from 8:30 in the morning until 9. The wonderful Matt Hires is also part of your team. He's the board op and producer.
Production manager, I guess.
Now,
a big title.
You're like, I guess.
Yeah.
Steven might be there.
His title outweighs his pay.
Man, Steven's running things.
Well, it's in the title, but in case folks have never listened to the Gardener's Bench, or if they're not familiar with the subject matter, it's dealing with farming, it's dealing with gardening, it's dealing with all of the enjoyment that we get from outside. Elaborate more. Tell us what we're missing out on if maybe someone hasn't caught an episode of the Gardener's Bench.
Well, you know, Steve ran a nursery for 43, 44 years, and I worked for a Carolina Fresh Farm, just grass company, so... Steve's got a lot of knowledge about plants and landscaping. I've got the knowledge about grass, and we just team up together to talk about basically whatever, gardening, or there's a lot of different subjects can come up. So
I have to say, now the one time I came on the Gardener's Bench.
Yeah, we actually had Lucas on there.
Yeah, we talked about 10% of gardening and then 90% whatever else we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
But Steve, that's what you do when you're gardening, right? Like you're it's a time to just be at peace and have conversation with the people you work with. So it would make sense that a show about gardening is some gardening, but a lot of just nonsense.
He got a little carried away, but we're back on track now.
Yeah, and nonsense in a good way, just everyday chatter.
Well, we are. Our goal is to talk about gardening, but we do go down rabbit holes and. But that's rabbits are in gardening, so
That's it. I like the way you think, David.
Our show is a lot like that too. We are here to cover news, talk, sports, and fun.
Yeah.
And then at the end of every day, somebody comments. They either liked what we talked about or they didn't like what we talked about.
That's okay.
That's right. A broad spectrum you
that's
got.
That's it. It's great.
Well, I had a lady one time last year said we were the best gardening show on radio to talk about gardening.
Oh, that's good praise. Okay.
Love that. Well,
about everything else but gardening.
And we're also the fastest gardening show.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Only 30 minutes, so it happens pretty quick. So.
Well, hopefully you inspire people to get out and try something new. I mean, again, you come from industries where you have lots of knowledge and wealth. So if folks do have questions, if they see you out and about around town, they can ask you questions, which is really nice. So you open up that door because someone can say, hey, I heard you all talking about this on the Gardener's Bench. While I have you, this is not working at my house, or this grass is not growing, or can you help me with that?
I get that every day.
Okay.
Yeah. That's called work. It's a fun part of work.
I've been retired 3 years now, so I'm starting to forget some of it. 70 years old doesn't help.
Well, what do y'all want people to know right now about what kind of gardening or planting should be happening right now at the end of February? What do people need to know if they're just now tuning in and they're like, hey, you know, maybe I should be, you know, on the lookout for something. It's, you know, almost spring. What do people need to know?
It's something you got to do all the time. Right now, last week, they were about pre-emergent, post-emergent weed killers. Pre-emergent is where you kill the seeds, and post-emergent is spray what's there. I've got what we got.
Well, right now for gardening, you need to be patient because everybody wants to have their tomatoes as quick as they can. But
we have plenty of tomatoes for February before.
You need to be getting the soil prepared, doing soil tests. We do free soil tests at my store. Just bring in some dirt, a fifth size of dirt, and we'll send it off. But getting your soil ready, cleaning your beds, all that kind of thing, gardening, you don't really want to plant till tax day, technically. I mean, so we still got a good bit of time for that.
Okay.
So, lawns, you do put your pre-emergent and things down now to get that looking good. So
today is strawberry day. Mm. Is this the time where you start planting?
Is this planting time? I heard you say that.
But
is it?
Yeah.
I have.
We were just taking a stab in the dark.
Yeah, I have three strawberry plants in my little garden. I have some raised beds, and they live year round technically. Mm-hmm. But I guess those farms. Do you know anything about that, Steve? Strawberry plants. I guess the farmers may be putting them in now because
I think they've already got them in.
I guess they harvest them what in May or
for sure.
I don't know. I heard you say that on the way in, but
they plant them and they kept them polyethylene. I don't know when they do it.
We were just trying to make sense of it all.
Let me also ask, since we have the guys from the Gardener's Bench, it's a program you can listen to right here on WRHI on Saturdays from 8:30 to 9 in the morning. David Rector and Steve Crump are here. When it comes to weed killer, because I know you mentioned weeds, is it better to buy the stuff that's already pre-mixed and spray that? Or do you all prefer the stuff where you mix it with water and you put the contraption on your back and you spray it that way versus maybe the hand pump?
The concentrate because it's cheaper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
We like that. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Cheaper.
Okay. So that's where you mix the substance with like water and okay.
So it's cheaper that way. But if you live in a condo or you live somewhere where you don't have a garage, you don't have a sprayer, you can buy that pre-mixed stuff. I think it works all right for people.
I'm starting to see weeds starting to pop up. I'm glad you mentioned that, Steve, and some of my beds, and I want to go ahead and get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because I want my lawn to be ready for come see me in the South Carolina Strawberry Festival.
Good one.
It's true. Well, they're the guys from the Gardener's Bench. It's been around. This program has been a part of OTS Media for 16 years. Steve Crump has been around for 9 years of that. David Rector has been around for 8 years. It airs right here on WRHI on Saturdays from 8:30 to 9.
AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.
Boom.
I like that. Listen, now, we don't say that. We might have to take that. Now, we might
you
have to
do
take
the
that
worldwide?
Part from
we don't
you.
Do
we
worldwide.
We don't do the worldwide, but that.
Well, there are
I like
people
that,
in
Steve.
The world listening. So.
I tell you where they came from. First to second year, a lady came to nursery, and her son was in the Army in Japan. Mm-hmm. And he listened to us every week.
How about that?
There you go.
Another one was in Korea and wherever else over there. So the first 7 minutes we used to be rehearsing what's happening.
And the rest is history.
Steve,
you make
a great point. Folks that are from here that grew up listening to all these shows, if they have to move away, they want to know what's going on back at home. And thanks to the app and the World Wide Web, you can listen to us all the time. I like that. Now, if you keep this up, you might be put in on the bench here whenever one of us is, whenever we're out to fill in. You said no. You're smart.
That's too early.
Very smart, for sure.
This is an relief for me.
I know. Okay. I hate it.
I'm retired. Remember?
Oh, okay. Well, I get that a lot from retirees. Yeah. I ask them to come on this show, and they say they don't do anything.
Not looking for work.
To begin until after 10 o'clock in the morning. So.
Funny.
That's pretty close.
That's it. Well, these guys are fantastic. We're glad to call them coworkers. And check out the Gardener's Bench again on Saturdays starting at 8:30 in the morning. David Rector, Steve Crump, thank you guys so much for the conversation. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it, folks. So.